In the 8th chapter of the book of John, there's a story, a touching story, a story where the innocent refuse to condemn the sinner. The dilemma of justice and mercy is involved. If God is merciful, shall he not forgive sinners? If God is just, shall he not punish them or force them to make amends for their crimes? Being all holy, he must hate sin. Otherwise, he would not be the holy and righteous God that we think. But being all merciful, should he not, like a kind grandfather, be indifferent to the children smashing the commandments? I believe that his death on the cross was involved in the answer to this dilemma. The night before this incident, Jesus had been teaching in the temple. There had been some controversy, and the Bible says that every man went to his own house. And then the next verse tells us that Jesus went unto Mount Olive. Among all the people who were in the temple, there was not one without a house except our Lord. Truly, he said of himself, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place in which to lay his head. In Jerusalem, he probably was the only homeless man. While men went to their houses to take counsel with their fellow men, Jesus went to Mount of Olives to consult, not with flesh and blood, but with his heavenly Father. The Bible tells us that early the next morning, he came again to the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such ones should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, tempting him, that they may have something to accuse him of. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Here was a woman that was caught in the act. Apparently there was no questioning about her guilt. The indecent way in which the men told the story revealed the facts that could not be challenged. They said she was caught in the act. The accusers brought her into the midst of the crowd while our Lord was teaching. These holier-than-thou men who had caught her in the act was anxious that she should be publicly paraded, even to the point of interrupting our Lord's teaching. Vicious people, when they find others with the same vices, they condemn them with an intensity that you would never think of. In those days, there was no scandal columns like we have today, but there were scandal mongers, and dragging her into full view of the crowd was their way of dragging her into publicity. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. With his finger he wrote on the ground. It was this same finger that wrote on the stone tablets on Mount Sinai. It was this same finger that cast out devils. It was the same finger that wrote on the plaster walls of Belshazzar's palace. And as he was writing, they continued to ask him. And he stood up and said, He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. And he stooped down and wrote on the ground again. And they which heard it, being convicted of their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the elders, even until the last. And when Jesus lifted himself up and saw none but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are your accusers? Have no man condemned you? She said, No man, Lord. Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. I tell you today, the most beautiful words that you will ever hear is the words, I forgive you. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.